Welcome back to another episode of Dan Strin's Radar, where we dive deep into the heartbeat of the financial and tech world to extract the essence of what's really going on out there. And today, we're zeroing in on a big ripple through the cryptocurrency sphere, Genesis Global Trading Inc. A heavyweight in the digital currency exchange market has been handed a hefty reality check by the regulatory maestro of New York, the NIFS. Genesis, which is part of the larger Genesis brand, has recently decided to bow out and surrender its BIT license. That's the golden ticket for crypto operations in New York, folks. And on top of stepping back, they're shelling out an $8 million fine. Now, this isn't just a slap on the wrist. It's a clarion call, a wake-up smack for the crypto industry. This move underscores the tightrope walk these companies are doing between innovation and regulation. And crypto enthusiasts and investors, take note. When a player like Genesis steps out of the ring, it's not just their battle. It's a signal for the market, a shift in the regulatory winds that could affect everyone in the dance. It's a complex tango, and this surrender of the BIT license by Genesis, it's more than just a transaction. It's a message that compliance with regulatory frameworks isn't optional. It's mandatory, and it's costly if overlooked. Regulatory compliance is a foundational beat that these companies have to groove to. And as the market watches Genesis pay the piper, it's a moment to reflect on how these regulations are shaping the future of digital currencies. The question now is, how will this affect the broader cryptocurrency regulations and market? Will this lead to more stringent oversight, or will it push for a more harmonious relationship between innovation and regulation and regulation? Only time will tell, but one thing's for certain. The crypto dance floor is never dull. This podcast was co-produced by Daniel Aranoff and Mogul Media AI.